So I'm pretty raw this morning and not going to go down the sports hole too far, but this coming weekend, my son is facing a serious surgery. We're going to head to Colorado, and he's going to have what they call an osteotomy. So the backstory on this is about a month ago, my son is at his high school going through his workouts, and the strength coach there comes over to him and says, "Why is your right hip pointing out, your right foot pointing out?" And he couldn't get all the way down in a squat. And my son has struggled getting down in his squats. He's a 15-year-old. For about the last couple of years, and people just said, "Well, you have tight hips, and we need to get him loosened up." He's a big kid. He's like me. He's 6'7", he's 295 pounds, and he's 15. And so the strength coach says, "You need to go get that looked at, why you can't get down, why your hip's pointed out." We go see a doctor. He puts his foot on the table, and his foot just goes like limp, like a fish, over to the right side. And the doctor, orthopedic, looks up at us and just says, "Has that always been the case?" And yeah, that's not good. Half hour later, through some x-rays and just an examination, the doctor said, "There's two doctors in the country that can do the procedure. We don't do it here in Arizona. And it's called an osteotomy, and you need to either go to Vail, Colorado, the Stedman Clinic, or to St. Louis." So this was a month ago. A month later, I'm sitting here talking to you this morning, and now we've got everything in place to head to Colorado. He's going to have this osteotomy. They're going to break his pelvis in four different places. They're going to move things around in his leg and hip area. He supposedly should recover from this and be better than ever. But it's still the whole idea of your kid being, you know, broken and being there for this process. And it's going to be a hard, hard process for him not to be weight bearing for several weeks and to go through it. You guys know this. If you didn't, I went through a double knee replacement in August, August 13th. And here I am sitting here talking to you this morning on November 19th. And I won't say I'm as good as new, because the healing from all the ligaments and tendons they cut through to put the knee replacements in is still really hard. It's really hard some days just to get up. But I'm so glad I did the knee replacements. And the knees themselves feel great. It's around them in the area where they did the surgery. So I'm scuffling with this as a dad. You know what I mean? Have you ever had a kid that gets, I say it so flippant, you know, this would be the third surgery we have four kids, third surgery on our children. So it's just, I'm raw. I can go through all the sports stuff from last night. Yeah, I watched the Suns, saw a little bit of the Coyotes. The Monday night game, Phillip Rivers wasn't very good at the end. I'm sitting here this morning with a note about Luka Doncic over DeAndre Ayton and Mitch Trubisky rather than Patrick Mahomes. Is that what we're looking at? Doncic last night had 42, 12, and 11. For Dallas. But I just keep going back to, where am I at here as a dad? Where am I at here as a husband? Where am I at here in this face of adversity for our son? And this is not something terminal. When I put this out on social, because people have been asking, I felt bad to see names of people that I know who have gone through much worse. You know what I mean? Where they've lost family members, they've lost people. And so while I'm in pain on this one, because he's ready, he is really ready to go get it done, but the idea of breaking bones with your child is just not something that's great. And we may look back on this years from now, because he is just a freshman in high school, he is a big kid, and he does want to continue to play sports. The downside on this was, he came home from freshman football and said to me, "Dad, I really want to keep playing football beyond high school." And the next morning, we're at the doctor's office. And so, you know, timing in all of this and my faith, it's been a struggle here in the last 2 weeks, just to stay focused on what you guys want, which is sports. And some of you may be like, "Man, I'm never listening to this again." This is how I am, though. There's times where it's just life gets in the way of the world of fun and games. And so I just sat here this morning and was looking at my notes and saying, this stuff is fine. It's fine. But my head and my heart and my thought process is into being the leader of my family, being the leader to my son, helping him get around. The holiday season's going to be difficult for him, but, you know, it'll be great when we're all together as a family. So that's what's on my mind today. Have a great day.